In Coatbridge. Hi, David.
Hi, Kate.
Morning. How do you feel about the kind of visible presence of armed personnel, whether they be police officers or army personnel?
Again, I need to agree with the woman there. I mean, you look at what happened when we put armed forces in the streets of Northern Ireland. Didn't work, you know, only turned people against each other. I think it might have the same effect on young Muslims in this country. It might be very, very threatening towards them. But the only way I feel we can protect ourselves here is by following President Trump's lead and ban certain nationalities from this country. This young 22-year-old boy, I believe, listening to your programme today, our show today, is just back from Libya a couple of days. Why was he allowed to travel to Libya? And more importantly, why was he allowed to return and not be surveyed? And surely the money should be put to these resources and not just put police in the streets. And,
born in Manchester, David.
I know they've born in Manchester, but he travelled to Libya recently and returned from Libya recently.
Well,
so why are we allowing these people to come to our country? You seen the show last week from BBC One about the Pakistani men buying young Roma girls?
But hang on, David, when we're saying these people...
These people from this country.
When you say... Yeah, but David, I'm interested, what is these people?
Pakistanis.
David, seriously?
Yes, we need to ban
entire nationalities you're putting into the same bracket?
Yes. Because how many people do you want to let in for one bad one? Is it 1 million people for one bad one? Is it 1,000 people for one bad one? If we're allowing anybody in, we need to all be willing to adhere to the rules of this country and the laws of this country. The fact of the matter is, we're not. It's a shambles. A complete and utter shambles.
David, I'll be honest. I am shocked by your statement. I am utterly shocked by your statement.
The media, like yourself, are fooling the people.
David, I am not the media. I am a person, and I am shocked by your statement. I mean, I have listened this morning, as you will too, to the Pakistani community in Manchester, the vast majority of whom, if not all of them, are utterly appalled and devastated by these events, like you and me.
Well, what about that programme that was on recently of 3 girls? What did you think of that, Kate? And what about what's happening in Govan Hill right now?
David, last week Ian Brady died. He was a white man. I'm not pointing my finger at you, am I?
Well, what has that got to do with me?
Listen, let's move on.